Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Went to my first Major League Baseball game. Oh, and what a game it was. 7,000 fans jammed into the 44,000-seat Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, yeah. I watched the Diamondbacks and the juggernaut Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, baseball,
nobody goes to those.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I was hoping that the roof would be open, but that was the one night it rained in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
First time in 37 days that it rained, figured, at the Chad McDonald luck.
Yeah.
Nice stadium, but Major League Baseball needs to, like, up to the seventh inning, it's watchable.
Right.
And then it's like, trade out a pitcher, and then trade out a pitcher, and then trade out a pitcher.
To be fair to baseball, it is different when you're sitting around in an empty ballpark and you could literally yell at Steve sitting in right field.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a little, like when I was at Fenway, it went a little quicker than that.
Here's how bad the crowd was. What do we get for a 50-50 at a Rider game? Like, what is it? 175,000 whatever.
It can be,
You know what it was there? $7,000.
Oh my God.
That's how bad
it was.
So
you get half of that.
Yeah, 3,500. I didn't come close. I threw the tick of the ear and left. Security lady laughs at me. I was like, hey, well, you wouldn't believe it. I said, that's about 20 million Canadian right there. She's laughing.
No doubt.
So I was, it was good. You know what? I used to say to myself, well, why do these snowbirds come down here? Like, come on. Honestly, the older you get, the more appealing it is. Like, your joints don't ache when you get up in the morning. It was hot, though.
Yeah.
Hot, though.
Yeah.
And
right now, it's still hot.
And the thing about, and you told me this because you've been there before.
Yeah.
Like, it's hot in the day.
Yeah, the heat comes from the sky in the day, and it comes from the ground at night.
Yeah, it stays in the ground at night.
Yeah. Stays in the concrete.
And the other thing, I'm in
especially downtown.
I'm in a city, now I didn't look too hard, but I'm in a city of 5.5 million people in the surrounding area. It's probably the sixth biggest city in the States.
Yeah, in North America.
In North America.
Yeah.
There wasn't one cab. I didn't see one taxi.
Well,
not one.
Ubers or Lyfts.
Yeah, Ubers or Lyfts. That's the first time
or
I've
public
used,
transit.
I've used an Uber.
Yeah.
I ran in. The last guy I had was a joy, man. Maurice was his name. He had some stories.
Yeah,
but
he had some stories.
And then Airbnb. I use an Airbnb too.
Yeah,
that's
look
the way to
you,
go.
Look at you getting
them. Yeah, you should check into these things, Chad. That's a big deal.
Here's the thing. It's funny. It's like you're checking in and you're getting all this new technology as you're going down to basically a retirement community.
Yeah.
So it's the best of both worlds for Ballsy.
Yeah, it was. It was great. Yeah.
Did you say I should try it sometime?
You should try Uber and Airbnb sometime.
I will.
I've been trying to tell you about.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I just got this petition. Now, you know how you got these change.org petitions?
Yep.
And usually I kind of slough them off and kind of, you know, whatever. I'll read them over quick, and if it gets my signature, it gets my signature. This one is crazy. So, 6 vehicles were vandalized on September 18th, so just a couple nights ago, at the General Hospital. They were nurses or healthcare workers that were parked on the street because they can't park in the lot because they have to pay to park in the lot a huge amount of money. So they park on the street, and 6 of the vehicles are vandalized. So all of these nurses that have worked their 12-hour shifts overnight, essentially saving lives and helping people live, they came out to find their vehicles smashed and broken into. The city needs to make this a priority, and I really do hope that the next civic election, somebody needs to hold the balls to the wall here on these politicians and just say, this needs to be a priority. Parking at the General Hospital.
And the Pasqua.
And the Pasqua needs to, these, here's why. Because people going to the hospital, first off, the patients and the people with the patients, they're likely having, they could be having one of the worst, if not the worst day of their life. Okay? Then you've got their workers. And if I'm a patient, I want my workers concentrating on me and my health care,
yep.
not whether they have to run out to their meter every 2 hours or to go move their vehicle. Then the city sends their parking people out there like crazy. They are, like I've said this before,
oh, yeah.
and it's not just at the General Hospital. It's everywhere in this city that there is a parking meter. We have predatory parking attendants. And they're under, and it's not their fault. They're under orders. But they absolutely, they will sit there and wait for your meter to expire so they can write you a ticket.
I'm going to tell you this right now. My mom is in the hospital again. She's back in there again. So right, I deal okay. with this. I've been there more than anybody can imagine in the last however many months. Okay.
Right.
You're absolutely right. They have to run. Like, do you want a nurse who's supposed to be looking after your significant other or your family member, your loved one, having to run out and plug? The one nurse told me she gets 3 a week. 3 tickets a week. She's a nurse. How in the bloody hell do we have the hospitals in two of the worst areas
right.
of the city and
well,
we don't
arguably,
have...
Yeah.
Arguably. Yeah. No, I don't even think you can argue that.
Well, they arguably.
Okay, we'll use arguably that. Just for politeness yeah. sake, okay? And we don't have a parkade. We don't have parkades. Build a parkade.
So the nurses... And that's the thing, too. They're working the night shift.
Yes.
And they're running out there.
Yes.
In somewhat unsafe conditions to go plug their meter.
And I
well,
could
I
be...
guess they're... Are they, but they're not plugging their meter
no,
at
they're
night.
Moving their car. They're going to move their car. They're going to have to move their
so
car.
So here's my question, though. If they work the overnight...
Yeah.
They don't pay for parking. That's not an issue. Because there's no meter people out at night. But during the day...
Yeah.
The meter people are out, and they still need to run out every 2 hours like we do. Move yeah. our vehicle or get a ticket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Have you ever walked around there during the day? It's not like you're strolling through downtown Lanigan.
No,
it's
know,
not like
I
it's
know.
Much safer.
No, listen,
it's just light, okay?
I understand.
Build a parkade. I don't understand. Where does all our parkade money... Like, when I go there to visit my sick parents, mm-hmm. I'm paying an arm and a leg to go visit them. Where does that money go? I'd like to know where the... Could we not take some of that money and we crowdsource... We just read a story about how you can get a chair on your ass if you get tired and sit down.
Right.
They got crowdfunding. Could we not crowdfund in Regina? Could yeah. we not do a lottery? Here's something. Let's try this. Could we not do a Parkade 50-50? Could we not go door-to-door, a government-issued 50-50?
I don't know what the logistics on that are.
Would you not want... Let me ask
I'd
you.
I'd buy it.
Would you not buy
sure.
a chance to win
yeah.
a weekly 50-50 draw
well,
for a parkade?
It's not getting done. But,
why not?
Well, I'm saying it's not getting done right now. So that's a hypothetical.
I bet you if I ran for city council in 2020, I'd win just on that alone.
Go.
Just on that alone.
Here we go. Let's fire it up.
That's why I don't suck.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This one's from Lisa. She says, thank you for what you said about parking for healthcare workers at the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this earlier, about how we need parkades already.
Parkades.
Like,
both hospitals.
This is ridiculous.
Embarrassing.
Says, I'm with Home Care Downtown and face this situation daily. This past Wednesday, perfect example. I overpaid the meter as two clients always go over their scheduled appointment time. As it happened, I needed to call EMS for the wife. So there must have been an emergency at one of her appointments. I went over my time doing my job, got a ticket. Of course, yeah. I called the city immediately to report this, still have heard nothing. Yes, the city is brutal when it comes to ticketing. Something needs to change.
Yeah.
Another text coming in from Andy says, hey, Chad and Ballsy, my dad used to work at the General for years before retiring. Was fortunate to have a spot, but he said that they paid an extra fee for funds to go to parking expansion, but in the end, nothing has ever been done with that. So, yeah, there's something to look into there. Brian, the issue overnight is the safety concern walking to their car. I know people that work at the General and they walk in groups of three at least, to one person's car who can then drive the others to their cars to be safe until the hospital staff go on strike or someone is killed. That's scary.
Well, we do.
Nothing will get done.
You and I are part of this with our radio station. We do the hospital lottery all the time for the hospitals. It's different for the equipment, but that's what I'm saying. Why can't we have another lottery? If that's what we need, if we can't somehow work it logically to know, hey, we put this in the budget to build parkades, then why don't we actually have a lottery? Because I guarantee you, people like to gamble. I like to gamble.
Well, no, but here's the
50,
thing.
50.
I mean, we can sit here and say do that all day, but it's not being done. So I just don't understand how it's always like this. There's always like this thing thrown up where it's like, well, you could either have parking or you can have a hospital. What would you like? We don't live in Uganda.
Why can't I go to Calgary and have a park aid?
But no, right. That's what I'm saying. It's like we live here in a province that can build a lot of things. And I'm not going to point anything out specifically.
Oh, no, I'd point it out. But I'd point out.
Build a lot of things, like a rather large building that houses, you know.
We build a football stadium.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we can build that.
Yeah.
But we can't take $40 million and put it towards the parkades. I'm not sure what a parkade's going to cost, but I'm guessing it'll be at least that to do.
Yeah, probably.
Because you'll get soaked in the process.
Yeah, once you get the engineers to come in and check out what it's going
to
cost.
You get people to check the specs on the inline for the rotary girder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You get everybody coming in checking the muffler bearings on the contractor's trucks because, hey, you got to make sure those are all lined up.
Yeah.
Listen, I know, and I know that this isn't the most positive outlook on it, but it's enough already. It's like this needs to be addressed because you're right. Somebody is going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. And then what?
Well, here's the simple thing. I'm telling you, speaking from experience, if there are no places in the parkade and I have to park outside hospital grounds, I am coming to visit a patient. And by the time I walk to the hospital, I could be a patient.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So yesterday, Trudeau was on the apology tour for his blackface and brownface photos that came up.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm at over this whole thing yesterday, and I realized, I was like, you know what, it's not up to me to be offended. It's not up to you to be offended. Mm. We are two somewhat middle-aged white men.
I'm more middle-aged than you, yes.
Right, but it's not up to us to be offended by that, because we can't be. But we can be offended by the fact, here's why I'm offended. Because the liberals, that was just stupid. Like, the people around him, first off, how don't you know that these photos are out there? And then even when you do find out, you find out ahead of time that these photos exist and that they're going to be released, but you don't get ahead of the storm. Like, that's what you're supposed to do, is get ahead of the storm.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And you'd expect me, because I'm not a big Trudeau fan, to jump all over him. I'm not going to, for this reason, because there's things that I've done on this station in the day that, you know what, I'm not dismissing what he did as okay, but we all evolve and change, and I'm not saying that he's right, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to bust him for that. What I find remarkable is we have more of an outrage here over this than we did the SNC-Lavalin thing. That thing just went away. This dude appeared to pull some strings with the justice, with the laws of our country, to help a company out in his own riding. That's what it appears. And we are more concerned about something he did in 2001 in college.
Well, it doesn't appear. He did.
Okay, so he did.
Yeah.
He did some little finagling with our laws, okay?
Right.
Yeah, which doesn't look good. No. And we're more concerned about he painted his face.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what he did was right there, but come on, this other thing, and we just let it go away.
Well, but there's there are a lot of things too where even the conservatives, it's like, all right, you should shut your mouth.
Yes.
Don't, the conservatives should not talk because Andrew Scheer has said some horrible things towards the LGBTQ community. He has said some horrible things and things that he hasn't taken back.
I'm close to, I'm not advocating this. I'm still going to, but there's part of me, a larger part of me than I thought. I was like, I don't even want to vote.
Well, that's
I don't even want to vote.
We have given, Yesterday I threw out the invite to all candidates in any of the Regina ridings. Now, I don't listen. We don't want everybody else. We only care about Regina and area. In any of the Regina ridings to come in. Mm-hmm. And it's open to all candidates. And guess what? Yesterday I got, I think I've got 4 or 5 people that want to come in already.
Okay.
So we're lining them up. But it's funny because the People's Party of Canada were the first people to get on board with it. I haven't had one person, one liberal or one conservative, say that they'll come in yet.
Are they scared?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're not like Douche Grimley here to talk about, you know what you're getting. No, when we sit down with you, literally the first question I'm going to ask these people is, tell us why you don't suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I think you do.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Astrid Bionics is a wearable chair. It straps to the back of your legs and butt and automatically folds out when you sit down. It's called the Lex Chair.
Oh, that's great.
And they got funding on it for Kickstarter last year.
Yeah.
They're fairly sleek and streamlined for wearable furniture anyway. Yeah. So like you could do all normal activities, right. They say, like running, walking.
Yeah,
anything.
Because that's what somebody with a chair strapped to their ass is going to do.
Now, I know so this is not good for radio.
That kind of person goes for a jog.
So yeah. I'm just going to show you the picture of them. Yeah, like you're just, see the picture of them there? Can you see that? So you're just running. You got this.
It's almost like a stool.
It looks like a stool.
It's
but
two legs. It's not like four legs.
Yeah, well, it has to be two.
Yeah.
Because your back acts as the back of the chair.
You know what that would be good for? That would actually be not too bad for people who are like camping for multiple days. I'd carry that on me because you could go number two with that.
What about for an outdoor rock festival or like a Craven?
Yeah, that would be good too.
Yeah, you're drinking, you go to the bathroom.
Drinking a little too much,
you
maybe.
You can move your chair wherever you want to move. Wherever you move, you got a chair. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
You'd be in line for the porta potties and all these other schlubs would be standing and you're sitting there taking a seat every couple feet.
Yeah, but what are you going to do when it's time to do the porta potty thing? You got to unstrap it then, I guess.
You know, that's fine. You figure it out.
Come on, that looks stupid. This is only to be used when you're totally inebriated.
Oh, well, listen, you have to be drunk to strap that thing onto you in the first place.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.